George Rathman avoided this entrepreneurial death spiral. He understood that the purpose of bureaucracy is to compensate for incompetence and lack of discipline, a problem that largely goes away if you have the right people in the first place. Most companies build their bureaucratic rules to manage the small percentage of wrong people on the bus, which in turn drives away the right people on the bus, which then increases the percentage of wrong people on the bus, which increases the need for more bureaucracy to compensate for incompetence and lack of discipline, which then further drives the right people away, and so forth. Rathman also understood an alternative exists. Avoid bureaucracy and hierarchy, and instead create a culture of discipline. When you put these two complementary forces together, a culture of discipline with an ethic of entrepreneurship, you get a magical alchemy of superior performance and sustained results. Why start this chapter with a biotechnology entrepreneur rather than one of our good-to-great companies? Because Rathman credits much of his entrepreneurial success to what he learned while working at Abbott Laboratories before founding Amgen. What I got from Abbott was the idea that when you set your objectives for the year, you record them in concrete. You can change your plans through the year, but you never change what you measure yourself against. You are rigorous at the end of the year, adhering exactly to what you said was going to happen. You don't get a chance to editorialize. You don't get a chance to adjust and finagle and decide that you really didn't intend to do that anyway and readjust your objectives to make yourself look better. You never just focus on what you've accomplished for the year. You focus on what you've accomplished relative to exactly what you said you were going to accomplish, no matter how tough the measure. That was a discipline learned at Abbott, and that we carried into Amgen. Many of the Abbott disciplines trace back to 1968, when it hired a remarkable financial officer named Bernard H. Semler. Semler did not see his job as a traditional financial controller or accountant. Rather, he set out to invent mechanisms that would drive cultural change. He created a whole new framework of accounting that he called responsibility accounting, wherein every item of cost, income, and investment would be clearly identified with a single individual responsible for that item. The idea, radical for the 1960s, was to create a system wherein every Abbott manager in every type of job was responsible for his or her return on investment, with the same rigor that an investor holds an entrepreneur responsible. There would be no hiding behind traditional accounting allocations, no slopping funds about to cover up ineffective management, no opportunities for finger-pointing. But the beauty of the Abbott system lay not just in its rigor, but in how it used rigor and discipline to enable creativity and entrepreneurship. Abbott developed a very disciplined organization, but not in a linear way of thinking, said George Rathman. It was exemplary at having both financial discipline and the divergent thinking of creative work. We used financial discipline as a way to provide resources for the really creative work.